Right, one of my friends who is a girl, okay, just had a really kind of messy relationship breakup. Mm-hmm. It's all gone, like, seriously really wrong, and she's been on the phone to me about it quite a lot. She's with this bloke.
Why
on the phone to me?
Yeah.
Because I'm actually...
Are you full of wise advice?
Shepherd, actually, I think you'll find I'm quite a good shoulder to cry on.
Okay.
I'm good. If you can't get Dear Deirdre, get
Scott.
I wouldn't go that far, but I would like to say that I'm quite a good listener.
Right.
Really?
Yes. Anyway, so she's been on to me about it quite a lot. She was with him for 4 years. They got engaged 18 months ago. And what are you looking at that for? What's wrong with being engaged for 18 months?
It was just my face.
Are you still trying to sneeze?
Yeah, it's still itching. I think I've got early hay fever anyway. Sorry, story.
Just the faces that you're making are really putting me off.
Sorry, like, I'll look away.
When I say she's been engaged for 18 months...
She looked like she was chewing a wasp. No,
just gurning at me.
I can't help it.
Stop gurning.
Okay, sorry, go on.
Anyway, so they've been engaged for 18 months, and it's all got quite... You know when it gets bitter and a bit nasty? And she's gone through the... Seriously, it's really putting me off.
No, it's just my face. Carry on. Oh.
She's gone through the upset phase, and now she's in the really angry phase.
Right.
You know?
Oh, God.
I know. But she's getting on with it. She just really hates him. She's going through that phase.
Okay.
Here's the thing. What do you do with the engagement ring when it's all called off? I just want to know.
Has she kept the engagement ring?
Well...
Why would he want it back?
For the next one.
Jealous?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm only joking, honestly.
Right. Well, no... No, he wouldn't want it, would he?
I don't know, actually. I've never really thought about it.
But does the girl want it as well? Would she want to keep that? Because it's just a memory of him.
You see, I would have thought the girl wouldn't want to keep it, but the boy might want it back.
To give to someone else?
Well,
to get a refund?
Yeah, well...
Down cash converters?
recycling and everything in these credit crunch times. Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
Right.
Also, it's highly unlikely he's going to get engaged to somebody that his ex knows, so theoretically he could probably use it
Get
again.
Away with it.
Yeah. Why are you rolling? Now, is that...
Oh, that was a genuine roll of the eyes.
That was a genuine
eyes.
Roll.
You
yeah.
can't tell.
Why I'm...
It's like, crying wolf.
It's impossible to know whether anything we say is she's agreeing with or...
So what's she doing with the ring?
Right, well, she's found this website, okay, where loads of girls go online on this website, and the website's sole use is to sell jewellery, rings, chains, bracelets given to the girl by their ex.
Right.
That they don't want anymore. So she's thinking of selling it on this website.
Why does she not just sell it on eBay?
No, but this is a site dedicated to stuff that you got which you want to sell on from your ex to kind of banish the memory.
But who... Okay, so I can understand why she wants to sell it, but who on earth would buy any jewellery that was so, like, tarnished by another bad relationship?
Why not?
What, because it's
cheap? A ring is a ring. It's a bargain.
Hang on, you say if it's a fantastic diamond ring and looks good, you wouldn't want it because it's been tarnished by the fact that it's been involved in a couple that have split
off. It might be
for heaven's sake. Girls are weird.
Aren't they? You're impossible to understand.
But I do admire her, the way she's going out there and selling it.
Carolyn Glasgow's been on saying, we keep them. Who's we? It sounds like she's done it a lot.
Yeah, how many's Karen got?
A lot of people sell them on eBay. If she broke it off, she could keep the ring. If she broke it off, she should give it... Hey? If he broke it off, she should keep the ring. If she broke it off, she should give it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. But I've got, in a minute, I'll play you some of the bitter girls that are on this website selling their exes' stuff at the moment. It's quite good. So the girls have been on saying, why would you ever buy stuff tarnished by a relationship that went wrong? And all the boys are on, like Chris and Southampton, going, what's this website called? Seems a good place to pick up a cheap engagement ring.
Who was that again?
Chris in Southampton.
Oh, dear.
I would like to get my girlfriend a ring, Scott. Could you give me the web address, please? See? Boys don't have a problem with it at all. So, yeah, a lot of people want to know what this website is, where basically girls are on there just selling all the stuff from their ex.
I tell you what, there's a lot of anger on the text.
I love it that some people are quoting Judge Judy. Apparently she says that the ring is a contract to marry someone. For whatever reason, if the contract is broken, the ring should be given back. I love it that Judy's like an authority on this. It obviously happens a lot on the telly.
Take Judge Judy's advice. What would Judge Judy do?
Do you ask yourself that in daily situations? Whenever you find yourself in a dilemma.
What would Judge Judy do? I haven't seen her for ages. Is she still on?
I think so, yeah.
She must be on somewhere.
Yeah, I used to love that. Anyway, if you type in ex-boyfriend jewellery into Google, that website will come up. Here's some of the girls that are selling stuff right now on that website.
Perfect pearl studs.
Oh, they sound nice. Yeah.
These were an apology, but it didn't work. Now they can look good on your ears.
They're quite angry, these girls.
Yeah. 14 carat yellow gold fancy design hoops.
Who wouldn't want some 14 carat hoops in their life?
Need to sell everything that reminds me, even remotely, of the complete waste of oxygen person I am very ashamed to say I was with for too many years.
You can get...
I think they need to work on their sales pitches, don't they?
Multi-gem wavering.
Oh, this sounds nice, whatever a multi-gem wavering is.
Beautiful gift from a rotten person, and I just don't want to wear it.
You see, they just want all the stuff out of their lives. It just reminds them of him.
14 carat yellow gold with diamonds.
Pick up a bargain here, couldn't you?
Not really much to tell. We were together for 7 years before I got sick of looking at him. Now I'm sick of looking at his last and only attempt of making me feel special.
Girls in the office who are voicing these are doing them with feeling, aren't they?
Like new. I only had it on my finger for a few weeks. The diamonds could have been bigger, considering I spent 7 years with him, and this is the only gift he's gotten me.
Some angry
never,
girls.
I don't understand.
Angry girls
never
on this website.
Engagement wedding set.
Oh, this is a good one.
It used to be perfect. The relationship, that is. The rings are still beautiful. I mean, until he cheated with an ugly girl. It's one thing to be out with a nice-looking lady, but really... one that's not even cute. But I was really willing to stick it out. Even when he said, well, you can go out with someone else too, then we'll be even.
There's some really good stories on here, aren't there?
Yeah.
Now I just need to get rid of these things to pay for a lawyer. The engagement ring was a great ring, retailed for $1,999. And he was so excited to tell me how he only bought it for $1,000.
This seems to me more like a site where they can vent their anger.
It really is.
Tiffany ring, $15.
$15 for a Tiffany ring?
In a nutshell, he was a fake loser. Claimed that he saved up so much to buy Tiffany for me, and it turns out it was fake like him. Good quality replica, worn a few times, so it has a few surface marks, but they're not major. Price includes shipping. I just want it gone.
God.